First time that I opened a Bible was I was a young boy, and we lived in New Orleans. And my mom and dad, my mom was a devout Catholic, went to confraternity Christian doctrine school, and liked to go to Mass every day, and so on. But her mother, her dad was Catholic, but her mother was Methodist. And somehow my mom inherited her Bible, one of those big Bibles, and she kept it in the end table next to the couch. And there was a day when I was home alone with my brothers, and I decided to pull that big old book out and look at it. And I remember my oldest brother reminding me, he says, "Don't you read that?" He says, "You know, that's a mortal sin. If you read that book without permission from the priest, that is a mortal sin." Now, for those of you who are not Catholic, that means eternal damnation until you can get to heaven, to confession, and tell the priest what you did. Next introduction to the Bible. I'm going to skip a few of them. I was in the seminary studying to be a priest. And I had a few confrontations with the Catholic Confraternity Bible. There was enough in there to, in the Sermon on the Mount, to wound my Catholic soul. In especially when the Lord said not to make many prayers, that was something we were really good at. And not to wear special garments. That's something the priests were really good at. God kept me from getting in trouble. That's a story in itself. I won't get into it. Folks that ask too many questions, the wrong kind of questions, get dealt with. And thankfully, I avoided all that. In my last years in the seminary, the Second Vatican Council was taking place. Now, this is the last great council that the Catholic Church had. Most people do not know. We used to have this read to us at lunchtime for an hour every day what was going with the proceedings of the Second Vatican Council. Most people do not know that that council opened by restating. Now, I did not say reinstating. It started by restating the Councils of Trent. That was in 1965. If you're not familiar with the Councils of Trent, all of us here, I believe, are condemned by the Catholic Church for even having what they call Erasmus texts.
Yeah.
Okay? You're condemned for what you believe, too. The church pronounced many anathemas in 1600s. It was the beginning of the Counter-Reformation. I don't know how many of you know that today the Counter-Reformation, the Jesuits believe that they have almost completed the Counter-Reformation. They have had services where all the heads of the various denominations have come and made obeisance of one sort or another to the Pope. The rope is well enclosed around both Protestant and evangelical Christianity. And those who are involved in fundamental Christianity, as you pastors let us know, the church is now turning against anybody who still sticks to this book. The emerging church, if you read anything about the emerging church, it's on the offensive. They are after Bible believers, and they are after the King James Bible. When I got saved, by the grace of God, I was given an old school field King James Bible. I learned it, and I'm going to keep this short. The church, I was saved, and I was baptized in a General Conference Baptist church, which in 65, I think. Six? Yeah, 1966. The pews in our church, that was Calvary Baptist Church of Roseville, had RSVs, Revised Standard Versions, in them. And the preachers, we had used the RSV. We had a number of different ones. Soon the NIV was being preached. And a problem started arising for me. The two biggest problems, I'm not going to touch on maybe about five of them real quick. 1 Corinthians 2:17. This was the most painful one. And the Holy Spirit teaches by comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Yep.
When I found that verse, I found the fountain of life. Any of you know what I called in those days the fountain of youth? We used to joke about the fountain of youth 50 years ago. And when I found that verse, I knew I'd found it. And I knew that it was in this book. But the RSV that was in the pew said, by giving spiritual gifts to spiritual men. I learned some years later that Thomas of Aquinas used that very same, it's not really even a translation because they add a personal pronoun to it, which is not in any manuscript. And Thomas Aquinas used that verse to back up his argument for the priesthood, that there had to be a priest to interpret the scripture in the 1500s. If you're not familiar with Thomas of Aquinas, he wrote the Summa Theologica. That's the highest theology. That's what a priest studies for 2 years, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, in his last 2 years of seminary before he's ordained a priest. He must swear to believe when he's ordained that Thomas of Aquinas is inspired by the Holy Spirit. And he must read in his breviary, which is a little black book, looks like this, and it's a book of all sorts of things. And in that book, he reads every week that Thomas of Aquinas is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Now, there were other verses that had to do with that. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that's proceeded from the mouth of God. They changed that. There's no scripture of private interpretation. They added a personal pronoun to that. Said of one's own private interpretation. Jesus first appeared to who? Mark 16. Who did Jesus first appear to when he rose from the dead? His mother, right? Wrong. Who did he first appear to? Anybody? Mary Magdalene, out of whom he cast seven devils. Does that tell you something about the Lord Jesus Christ? That speaks volumes to me. So they cut it out and said it wasn't in the originals. See? There's a grave difference between the new versions. And I could go on with many other changes. I won't tonight. But I just want to tell you one thing. If you use a new version, you're going back to Rome. Because every foothold and every anchor every handle that's in the King James Bible that'll keep you from going back to Rome has been removed. Okay. And I'll finish with Revelation 18:4. You all know it. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues." Do you need another reason? You don't want to go back there.